Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your closing bell brief for Monday, February 28th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. After opening lower in response to the deepening Ukraine crisis, U.S. stocks finished the day mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 166 points to close at 33,892. The S&P 500 lost 10 points, but the Nasdaq Composite finished up 56. Despite the gain, the Nasdaq is down more than 12% since the start of the year, its worst first 2 months to start a year since 2009. Investors turned to safer assets, sending the yield on the 10-year Treasury note down to 1.836% as bond prices rose. Oil prices rebounded. Brent crude, the global oil benchmark, rose 4.6% to $98.46 a barrel, and U.S. natural gas prices rose 3.4%. Among individual stocks, shares of oil giant BP fell 5% after the company said it would divest its nearly 20% stake in Russian state oil company Rosneft. Lordstown Motors fell 20% after the company reported deeper losses and said it would need to raise more funding as it works to launch sales and production of its first electric pickup truck later this year. The stock has lost about 85% of its value over the past 12 months. And Toyota said it would shut down all 14 of its factories in Japan after a supplier had a computer problem. Shares fell 1.3%. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.